Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast, it is going to be cloudy today. We will have a high of about 36. Right now in Kenosha, 24 degrees, 20 in Burlington, Milwaukee 21, it's 22 in Racine. Organizers of the Big Chill this weekend in downtown Racine, hoping the weather would be just a little bit cooler going into the event, which was rescheduled, of course, from last weekend due to the weather conditions. As it stands, today and tomorrow are going to be involved mid-30s in terms of temperatures, which is not exactly ideal for the carving of snow and ice. But Saturday, going to get dramatically colder and even worse, or better, depending on how you look at it, on Sunday. The Snow Festival part of the Big Chill officially kicking off tomorrow, the carving competition at 2 p.m., three-person teams going for the state and Midwest snow sculpting title. Winners to be announced early Sunday afternoon at Monument Square, the display site for all those creations. One of the worst and most disgusting cases he's ever heard of is how Kenosha County Court Commissioner John Mason described the situation with 21-year-old Grace Reidlinger of Pleasant Prairie, accused of putting video online of a nearly naked 93-year-old nursing home patient with Alzheimer's. The criminal complaint says this happened January 5th at Parkside Manor. Reidlinger, an employee at the time, recording the situation she had with a woman trying to get her ready for bed and putting it onto Snapchat. Reportedly, she believed that only her friends could see it and that it would disappear after 24 hours. Reidlinger has been told to stay away from that nursing home as part of her $10,000 signature bond status. She'll be back in court January 27th. Governor Scott Walker supports efforts to increase the penalties for businesses defrauding the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Randall GOP Representative Samantha Kirkman says they ought to be treated just as severely as those who steal food share benefits.
Be it $200 in the food share program or be it $100,000 under WEDC, fraud is fraud.
A bill receiving a hearing at the Capitol yesterday would make it a felony. Business owners could face up to 15 years in prison. A Racine woman pleading not guilty to making a bomb threat at her former workplace while claiming a connection to ISIS. 35-year-old Denya Rodriguez allegedly using a co-worker's phone to do it from inside of SATA Packaging in Mount Pleasant and the Business Park off Highway 20, which has worldwide operations. The officials there on December the 17th evacuated the place as a precaution. They backtraced at investigators on the cell phone call. They confronted the owner. The owner said he'd given the phone to Rodriguez, who was a temporary employee. Criminal complaint detailing that threat, the caller mentioning being fired by the company. Rodriguez is going to be back in court next month. Racine County Judge Eugene Gasukevich has sentenced 60-year-old Robert Schooler to 20 years in prison, then 15 years of extended supervision for the stabbing several times of a woman. Schooler, pleading no contest to attempted first-degree intentional homicide nearly a year ago, is sentencing delayed several times by unsuccessful efforts to have it withdrawn. He was arrested for the stabbing of Regina Campbell in the driveway of her home last October. Well, first came a couple of robberies, and then there was a traffic accident. Not a good time of late for the owner of Rudy's Bar on Douglas Avenue in Racine. First robbery was actually a woman who was victimized outside the bar on December the 26th. The second robbery was the tavern itself this past Monday. Yesterday, the operator of a small car lost control, possibly due to the snowy conditions, and the vehicle slid into a wall of the building, both the driver and passenger suffering minor injuries. The Racine Fire Department's 20-year-old pumper ladder truck, which is known as a Quint, is going to be replaced with a new vehicle costing almost $750,000. City Finance Committee in favor of waiving the formal bidding process to make that purchase from Appleton-based Pierce Fire Apparatus. Chief Steve Hansen noted that the ability to get the fire truck back into service quickly, that's a big deal, he says, especially when you need that kind of equipment. He says the company they're going with has that capability at Ives Grove.
Pierce has a company right out here, has a shop, a warranty repair shop right out here on I-94 and Highway 20, where the other two manufacturers were going to have to ship the truck out of state for major repairs. So that was a consideration. We look at the ladder truck that we replaced last year, which we also sole sourced. The vehicle before that, the Emergency One, when we had trouble with it, it was out of service for 5 weeks because there was no local repair shops available to make repairs to that ladder truck.
The Finance Committee's unanimous endorsement of sole sourcing the fire truck going to the Common Council for expected approval next week. Racine County Judge Gerald Patak has ruled the city of Racine's tax assessment against the owners of Regency Mall was $6 million too much, covering the years 2009 through 2011. The decision favoring Racine Joint Venture 2 LLC comes after last year's court determination that Target Corporation's city assessment was $1.2 million more than it should have been in 2009 and 2010. The mall still has some tax assessment issues with the city for the years 2012 and 13. Racine Unified School District is close to buying the Sturtevant Sports Complex in Renaissance Business Park. Unified and the owner have reached a tentative agreement subject to school board review and approval. David Hazen, the chief operations officer, says the district will be spending the next few months taking a closer look at that site involving community members as part of a feasibility study process.
Utilization plans for the facility will be detailed in a feasibility study. The feasibility study will be the next step in the process. The current soccer, volleyball, and basketball portion of the facility will be a great addition to the district's athletic facilities.
No purchase price, though, has been announced at this point on that proposed deal. The Elmwood Park Village Board will be holding a caucus this evening to nominate candidates to appear on the April ballot. The seats currently held by trustees Nick Haas, Jeff Klemek, and Alan Bagg are up for election in the spring. Caucus to be held at the Village Hall starting at 6 p.m. It'll then be followed by a special board meeting, which includes discussion of and possibly a closed session on the position of clerk treasurer. Right now, that position is vacant because the board this week voting 5-1 to part ways with Tammy Ruggeber over reported conflicts with the trustees. The closed session said to consider hiring retired Sturtevant Village Clerk Barbara Pauls. It was the experience of a lifetime for UW Parkside student Brittany Woods, an invitation from Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin to attend President Obama's final State of the Union speech. 22-year-old Racine native said it felt good to be a part of that historic moment, also pleased that she heard issues of concern to her and today's students. She's a communications major and said the staff of Senator Baldwin's office really great to her, and she's now energized to continue her efforts within the Racine community.
And to allow this experience to motivate me in my future endeavors and making sure that, you know, people from the community have a place at the table where they're able to give their perspective and their insight on what the issues are and how we go about solving those issues.
Brittany Woods helps to pay for her education by working with the Racine Family YMCA's Youth Leaders Academy. It helps elementary school kids with things like their homework. And one-time Kenosha News sports editor Jim Kornkvist, who is very, very popular with the Kornke's column for many, many years, he's being remembered now after his passing this week at the age of 84. Kornkvist won awards for his column, which he also did after having been a reporter for both sports and news. The Hanson Lindman Funeral Home is helping the family with these service arrangements. WRJN.com, that's our webpage and our newscaster there whenever you want. Just go into the local news section. At WRJN News gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.